Appendix C. Appendix C.1. Bot detection questions. You need to successfully answer both questions to proceed to the study. If you are unable to do so, you will not qualify for the study and will receive no compensation. 1. If you were to arrange the following movies in alphabetical order, which movie title would come last? A. Fantasia. B. Mulan. C. Hotel Transylvania. D. Finding Nemo. E. Little Miss Sunshine. Correct response, Mulan. 2. Please read the statement below and then type it in the box in reverse order. Please include any capitalizations in the words that have capital letters. Do not include any punctuation, that is, periods, quotation marks, etc., and make sure there is no space after the last word in the sentence. For example, if the sentence said, "Fun are trucks red," you would type, "Red trucks are fun." Watermelon the on slammed door, the. Correct response. The door slammed on the watermelon. Appendix C.2. Financial Knowledge Scale. 1. Suppose you had $100 in a savings account, and the interest rate was 2% per year. After 5 years, how much do you think you would have in the account if you left the money to grow? More than $102, exactly $102, or less than $102? A. More than $102. B. Exactly $102. C. Less than $102. D. I do not know. 2. Imagine that the interest rate on your savings account was 1% per year, and the inflation was 2% per year. After 1 year, would you be able to buy more than, exactly the same as, or less than today with the money in this account? A. More than today. B. Exactly the same as today. C. Less than today. D. I do not know. 3. Assume a friend inherits $10,000 today, and a sibling inherits $10,000, but 3 years from now. Who is richer today because of the inheritance? A. My friend. B. His sibling. C. They are equally rich. D. I do not know. 4. If the interest rates rise, what should happen to bond prices? A. They should rise. B. They should fall. C. They should stay the same. D. I do not know. 5. Buying a company's stock usually provides a safer return than a stock mutual fund. A. True. B. False. C. I do not know. 6. Bonds are normally riskier than stocks. A. True. B. False. C. I do not know. 7. Considering a long time period, for example, 10 or 20 years, which asset described below normally gives the highest return? Savings accounts, bonds, or stocks? A. Savings accounts. B. Bonds. C. Stocks. D. I do not know. 8. Normally, which asset described below displays the highest fluctuations over time? Savings accounts, bonds, or stocks? A. Savings accounts. B. Bonds. C. Stocks. D. I do not know. 9. When an investor spreads his money among different assets, does the risk of losing a lot of money increase, decrease, or stay the same? A. Increase. B. Decrease. C. Stay the same. D. I do not know. 10. If you were to invest $1,000 in a stock mutual fund, it would be possible to have less than $1,000 when you withdraw your money. A. True. B. False. C. I do not know. 11. A stock mutual fund combines the money of many investors to buy a variety of stocks. A. True. B. False. C. I do not know. 12. If you buy a company's stock, A. You own a part of the company. B. You have lent money to the company. C. You are liable for the company's debts. D. The company will return your original investment to you with interest. E. I do not know. 13. Whole life insurance has a savings feature, which term insurance does not. A. True. B. False. C. I do not know. 14. The cash value of a life insurance policy is the amount available if you surrender your life insurance policy while you are still alive. A. True. B. False. C. I do not know. 15. An annuity is a financial product that pays a lump sum when you die. A. True. B. False. C. I do not know. 16. There are annual contribution limits on the amount you can save in a 401,000 plan or IRA that depends on your income. Modified to read, there are annual contribution limits on the amount you can save in a registered retirement savings plan, RRSP, that depend on your income. A. True. B. False. C. It depends on the type of IRA and or 401,000 plan. D. I do not know. 17. After 70.5 years of age, you have to withdraw at least some money from your 401,000 plan or IRA. Modified to read, after 71 years of age, you have to withdraw at least some money from your RRSP. A. True. B. False. C. It depends on the type of IRA and or 401,000 plan. D. I do not know. 18. A 15-year mortgage typically requires higher monthly payments than a 30-year mortgage, but the total interest paid over the life of the loan will be less. A. True. B. False. C. I do not know. 19. Housing prices in the United States can never go down. Modified to read, housing prices in Canada can never go down. A. True. B. False. C. I do not know. 20. Suppose you owe $3,000 on your credit card. You pay a minimum payment of $30 each month. At an annual percentage rate of 12% or 1% per month, how many years would it take to eliminate your credit card debt if you made no additional new charges? A. Less than 5 years. B. Between 5 and 10 years. C. Between 10 and 15 years. D. Never. You will continue to be in debt. E. I do not know. Appendix C.3. Financial Attitude Scale. Questions are answered on a 5-point Likert scale. 1 equals completely agree, 5 equals completely disagree. The attitude scores is computed as the sum of the values for the three statements and then divided by 3. The attitude score, therefore, ranges from 1 to 5, with a lower score indicative of a tendency to favor the short term and higher scores indicative of a tendency to favor the long term. 1. I tend to live for today and let tomorrow take care of itself. 2. I find it more satisfying to spend money than to save it for the long term. 3. Money is there to be spent. Appendix C.4. The Financial Management Behavior Scale, FMBS. The FMBS assesses 4 domains of financial management behavior. 1. Cash management. That is, keeping a financial record and paying bills on time. 2. Credit management. 3. Savings and investments. And 4. Insurance. When answering the following questions, imagine how you behaved prior to COVID-19 pandemic in Canada, that is, prior to March 2020. In general, how often did you engage in the following activities? 1 equals never. 2 equals seldom. 3 equals sometimes. 4 equals often, 5 equals always, and A equals not applicable to me. 1. Comparison shopped when purchasing a product or service. 2. Paid all your bills on time. 3. Kept a written or electronic record of your monthly expenses. 4. Stayed within your budget or spending plan. 5. Paid off your credit card balance in full each month. 6. Maxed out the limit on 1 or more credit cards. 7. Made only minimum payments on a loan. 8. began or maintained an emergency savings fund. 9. Saved money from every paycheck. 10. Save for a long-term goal such as a car, education, home, etc. 11. Contributed money to a retirement account. 12. Bought bonds, stocks, or mutual funds. 13. Maintained or purchased an adequate health insurance policy. 14. Maintained or purchased adequate property insurance such as auto or homeowner insurance. 15. Maintained or purchased adequate life insurance. Appendix C.5. Financial Anxiety Scale. When answering the following questions, imagine how you behaved prior to COVID-19 pandemic in Canada, that is, prior to March 2020. Fill in the blank with one of the response options provided. It's blank true about me. 1 equals not at all, 2 equals rarely, 3 equals quite, 4 equals mostly, 5 equals absolutely. 1. I get unsure by the lingo of financial experts. 2. I am anxious about financial and monetary affairs. 3. I tend to postpone financial decisions as long as possible. 4. After making a decision, I am anxious about whether I was right or wrong. Appendix C.6. Abbreviated Math Anxiety Scale. Please rate each item in terms of how anxious you would feel during the event specified. Use the following scale and record your answer in the space to the left of the item. 1 equals low anxiety, 2 equals some anxiety, 3 equals moderate anxiety, 4 equals quite a bit of anxiety, 5 equals high anxiety. 1. Having to use the tables in the back of a math book. 2. Thinking about an upcoming math test one day before. 3. Watching a teacher work an algebraic equation on the blackboard. 4. Taking an examination in a math course. 5. Being given a homework assignment of many difficult problems, which is due to the next class meeting. 6. Listening to a lecture in math class. 7. Listening to another student explain a math formula. 8. Being given a pop quiz in a math class. 9. Starting a new chapter in a math book. Appendix C.7. Demographics Questionnaire. Are you at least 18 years of age or older? The answers are yes or no. What is your age? A blank space is provided. What is your gender? The options are male, female, or you do not have an option that applies to me. I identify as blank. What is your first language? Blank. Are you fluent in English? The options are definitely yes, probably yes, might or might not be, probably not, definitely not. Are you a resident of Canada? The options are yes, no, and I don't know. Please enter the first 3 digits of your postal code. A blank space is provided. What is your highest level of education completed? The options are, I have not completed high school diploma, college diploma, bachelor's degree, master's degree, doctoral degree. I prefer not to answer. In the past 5 years, have you taken a course or program of study to increase your knowledge and understanding of the economy or financial matters? The options are yes, no, I don't know, and I prefer not to answer. What is your occupation? A blank space is provided. Which of the following categories best describes your family's annual gross income? Less than CAD 15,000, CAD 15,000 to CAD 34,999, CAD 35,000 to CAD 49,999, CAD 50,000 to CAD 74,999, CAD 75,000 to CAD 99,999, CAD 100,000 or more? I prefer not to answer. Appendix C.8. State Trait Anxiety Inventory Trait Scale. A number of statements that people have used to describe themselves are given below. Read each statement and then circle the appropriate value to the right of the statement to indicate how you generally feel. There are no right or wrong answers. Do not spend too much time on any one statement, but give the answer which seems to describe how you generally feel. Asterisks are reverse scored items. 1 equals almost never, 2 equals sometimes, 3 equals often, 4 equals almost always. 1. I feel pleasant. Asterisks. 2. I feel nervous and restless. 3. I feel satisfied with myself. Asterisks. 4. I wish I could be as happy as others seem to be. 5. I feel like a failure. 6. I feel rested. Asterisks. 7. I am calm, cool, and collected. Asterisks. 8. I feel that difficulties are piling up so that I cannot overcome them. 9. I worry too much over something that doesn't really matter. 10. I am happy. Asterisks. 11. I have disturbing thoughts. 12. I lack self-confidence. 13. I feel secure. Asterisks. 14. I make decisions easily. Asterisks. 15. I feel inadequate. 16. I am content. Asterisks. 17. Some unimportant thought runs through my mind and bothers me. 18. I take disappointments so keenly that I can't put them out of my mind. 19. I am a steady person. Asterisks. 20. I get in a state of tension and turmoil as I think over my recent concerns and interests. Appendix C.9. Brief Math Assessment 3. 1. 42 minus 21. 2. 56 plus 17. 3. 8 multiplied by 5. 4. 9 over 3 equals blank. 5. 3 and 1 half plus 2 and 1 half equals blank. 6. 1 and 1 quarter plus 4 and 3 eighths plus 2 and 1 half. 7. 8 and 1 quarter minus 5 and 2 thirds. 8. Write as a common fraction in the lowest terms. 0.025 equals blank. 9. 5j minus w equals 18. 4j minus w equals 14. J equals blank. W equals blank. 10. Reduce p squared plus p over p squared multiplied by 2p minus 2 over p squared minus 1. Answer, blank. Figure A1. Items from the BMA-3. Correct answers. Question 1, 21. Question 2, 73. Question 3, 40. Question 4, 3. Question 5, 6. Question 6, 9 and 7 eighths, or 79 over 8, or 9.875. Question 7, 2 and 7 twelfths, or 31 over 12, or 2.59, or 2.60. Question 8, 1 fortieth. Question 9, J equals 4, W equals 2. Question 10, 2 over P.